In him was life, and that light was the light of men. Those who dwelt in darkness have seen a great light. The word of God is life. The word of God brings light. Experience the wisdom, presence, and the power of Jesus Christ through the ministry of his servant, Jonathan Lagan. Welcome to Pneumatech.
Just lift your hands to heaven. Sing it one more time.
For thou hast created,
I'd like you to lift your voice and just bless the name of our God in your own words. Open your mouth and say something good to him. In your own words. Customize your worship to him. Use your words to adore him. Use your words to bless him. Tell him what it means to you. Lord, you are awesome. You are holy. You are mighty. You have created all things for your pleasure. Keep blessing him. Keep blessing him. Keep blessing him. Open your mouth. Use your words and just bless him. Tell him what he means to you. You can't be quiet. Tell him what it means to you. If it means anything at all to you, tell him what it means to you. You are the air that I breathe. You are my life. You are my source. You are my hope. You are my firm foundation. In you I live and move and have my being. Bless him in the spirit if you can. 60 more seconds. Give him glory.
For thou blessed they are, all well created, and you are worthy to be praised. Woo. You are worthy to be praised. Your mind.
I'll bless you all day and all night long.
Worthy Lord, you are worthy to pray, and you are worthy to be praised. You are.
Sing it one more time. You are worthy. Lord, you are
worthy to be praised.
Oh Lord, you are worthy
to be praised.
My Redeemer,
you are worthy to be praised.
You are worthy.
You are worthy to be praised. You are worthy.
Oh, You are worthy of my praise. One more time. You are worthy, Lord. There is no other God but you, Lord. Customize the worship. My provider, you are worthy to be praised. My sustainer, you are worthy to be praised. My defender, you are You know, worship is not meant to be static. When you are worshiping, if you are using a song, as you sing it, listen to what you are singing. And then you realize that God is much more than what you are saying. So you can't just tell me God is only a redeemer to me. No. No. God is everything to me. He's my sustainer. He's my provider. Keep playing the song. He's my defender. My life is a mystery to many people because of God. Can I tell you something? I've been saying this again and again, just on the background. I know to some people it looks like I'm boasting and all of that. I'm sorry if I sound arrogant or boasting, but you know, nobody will say your testimony like you. By next week, Sunday, will be 7 years as a ministry. Listen. We have never begged. Me, as I stand looking at you, from the day we started this work, I can't remember taking my phone to send a text message to anybody that I need money for me. It's not possible to do that in Maiduguri. Let me tell you. This is not Port Harcourt. This is not Dubai. This is not South Africa. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So when I say he's my provider, I know what I'm saying. So when I'm raising these songs as we worship, I want you, don't just be static. This is a moment for you to think about who God is to you. Are you here to receive tonight? And then you begin to reflect in your own words and tell him what he is to you. For some people, he's your defender. I've never gone to a police station in my life. I've never entered. You know, they have a compound. I only see it from outside. Police station. And then I pass. I've never entered police station or go to army barracks because they want to lock me in guard room. In fact, the first time I entered army barracks, I was honored. Are you hearing what I'm saying? It can only be God. Can you, in 2 minutes, you look at your own life and think of what you can boast about that God is to you, and then open your mouth and give him glory? I want to hear you. Don't allow this moment to pass you by. My Redeemer, yes, you are worthy to be praised. You are my source, sustainer. You fed me in a dry land. You helped me when no one was there. You never allowed my supplies to run out dry. You are my all in all. There is nothing that I can compare with you, my God. You are my Father. You are my God. You know that I have no one else but you. Yes, you are worthy to be praised. Immortal God, invisible God, immortal God, how great thou, immortal God, invisible God, immortal God, immortal God, invisible God, immortal God, how great now. Worthy, you are worthy, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, you are worthy. Lift your hands to him. And worthy, you are worthy, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, we worship you. Yeah. Worthy, you are worthy. Sing with me. King of Kings, Lord of Lords, you are worthy. Worthy of our praise. Worthy. You are worthy, Lord.
You are worthy.
King of Kings, worthy, you are worthy, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, you are worthy. Let the congregation sing. Lift your voice and say,
worthy,
you are worthy, Lord,
you are worthy.
Worship him. Worship him. your name, Jesus. You deserve. How do you worship?
What is your name?
Oh, what is your name? Open your mouth and worship Him. Open your mouth and worship Him. How do you worship Him in your closet? What is He to you? You worship who you know. Jesus said, you worship who you know. Worship is based on a revelation. You deserve the praise. Worthy, worthy is your name, Jesus. You deserve the praise. Truly worthy is your name. Worthy, 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 Jesus, you deserve the praise. Worthy is your name. There is no higher calling, nor greater honor than to bow and kneel before your throne. I'm amazed at your glory, embraced by your mercy, oh Lord. There is no higher calling, no greater honor than to bow and kneel before your throne. I'm amazed at your glory, embrace by your mercy, my Father, you are shed. Sobremente que balagayada. Pour out your heart in worship. O tokosia la ba. O sabayada. Lift our hands to worship you. Oh Lord, we raise our voice to worship you. Oh Lord, we are made to worship you. Wave your hands and give him praise. Thank you, Jesus.
Believe that I believe that I
sing with me.
Oh Lord, believe that.
I'm going to give you 2 minutes to worship the Lord in your own words. Bring it down a little. I'm going to give you 2 more minutes to just worship the Lord before we begin tonight. And the reason I'm doing that is because God said, if you worship me, I'm releasing over your family a perfume of favor. That's a definite word. So your worship is what will attract it. Now, in the next 2 minutes, open your mouth and worship God the best way you know you can. Just worship Him the best way you can. Speak in tongues if you want to. Worship in your own words. Sing in the Spirit. Say it in your understanding. Just make sure something is coming out of you to Him. Don't be quiet. He said, if you worship Me, I will release over your family a perfume of favor. Come on. You in your homes, join in concert as we worship Him. Malakariatsa parte nedo. Vondoloko basse pretia tosa. Mattia tala basikro toborodo mosiemo. Oh Lord, believe that I oh Lord, believe that I Kobo Siakama. Oh Lord, believe that one more time. Oh Lord, believe that yes, You are the King. Egebobo Sokotoya of kings. And yes, You are the Lord. Hey, haha, Mando Koya of Lord. Yes, You are. Yes, You are the Lord. King of kings. Of kings. Yes, You are the Lord. Most High. Most High. Yes, You are the King. Yes, You are the King. Of kings. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. Something is shifting in the spirit. Something is happening to you right now. The outstretched arms of the Lord is stretched forth in your direction right now. I see the angels of the Lord descending and ascending. Your worship has created a ladder in the spirit. And we are ascending on that ladder into the heavens. We join the saints in the heavens. We join Abraham. We join Daniel. We join Moses. We join the 12 apostles. We sing the songs of the Lamb. Okobo yenege basanda gayada. Kaba kayada gaba sanda gaba. My God, I feel an anointing here. I feel an anointing here. I feel that something like the dew of heaven is coming on you. Yes, you are the Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. You know, I see something like a ladder in the spirit connecting us with heaven. Your worship has created a ladder, and heaven is fusing with this place. I'm telling you, there are angels here. There's a strong atmosphere of the presence of the Lord here. This is not tricks. These are not theatrics. This is the presence of the Lord. Of Kings. Just keep playing like that. Oh, soporote ke na mariatana. Kora ke pranabasata la barada bahisia. Oh, we worship you, we worship you, we worship you, we worship you tonight. Hey, anamala sade le bega. Yes, you are the King of Kings. Yes, you are the Lord. There's a strong prophetic anointing in this place. There's a strong prophetic anointing in this place. This is why we came. It's a divine visitation. It's a divine visitation. It's an outpouring of the Spirit. And it shall come to pass in that day that I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh. Upon all flesh. Come on, reach out to Him. Reach out to Him with your worship. Reach out to Him. He's pouring out His Spirit in this place. Oh, there's a release here. There's a release of fresh fire. There's a release of fresh fire. There is a visitation here for someone. Jesus, Jesus. Our souls cry out for you today. Yes, Lord. Yes. Yes. Yes, reach out to him. He's the one you came for. You didn't come to see me. It's not about me, it's about him. Reach out to him. So barata kabalagina mahasai. Just enjoy his presence wherever you are. Feel like somebody is downloading new songs. I sense an anointing for new songs and for sounds in the spirit. It's coming upon someone. And they sang the song of the Lamb, and they sang the song of Moses. Thank you, Jesus. You're all that matters. You are all that matters. You are all that matters. What will I live for if I don't have you in my life? What will I become if you take It says he will rejoice over you with singing. He's rejoicing over somebody right now. His joy is coming on you right now. Yes, Lord. Jesus. Hallelujah. If you can't, just be up standing, everybody. Two things are going to happen right now. Just be up standing and be still if you can. Just be still. One of the things that I spoke to the Lord about and the Lord assured me about in these 3 days, and it was confirmed by some of my friends who were praying, the Lord assured me of a heavy visitation of the ministry of angels. The Lord assured me of heavy ministrations of the of angels. Those angels are here. And these 3 days we are going to camp in the presence of the Lord. Something literally will shift in your life. Help that lady. Help her. Please just be upstanding, everybody. Close your eyes. I'm going to walk around. Hear me. I'm going to walk around the hall. Just close your eyes and focus on the Lord. The Lord is going to release fresh mantles. Listen, a mantle is the spiritual equipment needed for you to execute and fulfill your mandate. When you come into Christ, the Holy Spirit comes into you and you experience the anointing. But a mantle is different. A mantle is the spiritual resources that you need to fulfill your own mandate, your own calling. That's what a mantle is. God is going to release fresh mantles on people here. And then I sense that there are those of us here, there are things that you used to have with God that you have lost. It's no longer manifesting. Maybe an anointing, a grace, whatever it is. God is going to restore it. Please, it's not about me. Just close your eyes. Don't look at me. Just leave the ushers and the protocol. Today, I might not minister. Just allow God to minister. I think the best thing is for God himself to reach his people. Just close your eyes. Focus on the Lord Jesus. as I walk around, there's going to be, the angels of God are going to move very quickly here. There's going to be a fresh release of mantles. And there's going to be a restoration of the things that you once had with God. It's coming upon you right now. You are all that matters. Oh, you are all that matters. Oh, you are all that matters. The angels of the Lord are moving right now. I see fresh mantles, new mantles coming from heaven upon people here. I see new mantles coming on people here. Don't be too close to me. Yeah. I see new mantles. I see new mantles. Just give me a little distance. Like there. That's okay. You can follow, but just give that. Tonight is a different night. I see new mantles. Just focus on God. Close your eyes and focus on Him. I'm not the one giving it. He's the one. Right now, across this hall, by the ministry of angels, we release fresh mantles from heaven. The mantle for your assignment. The mantle for your calling. The mantle for your title. Receive it right now. Touch! 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 Hey! My God. Solaba angratesco pretemengo soba. Hey! Oh, all that matters. You are all that matters. I see prophetic mantles. I see prophetic mantles. Prophetic mantles being released right now. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your sons and daughters will prophesy, says the Spirit of the Lord. Where are the Deborahs? Where are the Deborahs? Where are the Annas? Where are the Simeons? Alamakata kayadaba. Take it right now. Kayaba yaba. Help. It's not me you people will guide. It's them. Me, I'm okay. Huh? Look out for them. Shelemante la mayanama. All of you at the back, lift your hands. My God, I see a wave of the glory of God. You are all that matters. The Lord is going to handpick 7 people here at the back. Just lift your hands to receive. 7 men and women here. 7 men and women here. Right now, at the count of 3, receive that touch. Let the hand of God rest upon them. And let a new mantle from heaven be clothed upon them right now. 1, 2, 3. Touch, touch, touch. At the back here, at the back, at the back, at the back, at the back. Fresh mantles. Fresh mantles. The mantle for your title. The mantle for your assignment. Hey, la ba shata la ba. Hey, toba sha. Hey, la ba shanda. La ta kaya da ba ka. Sondo bo kote la ba. You are all that matters. Receive his touch. my God, there's such a strong atmosphere of the presence of God. The favor of God is upon your life. This is your season. Touch. Oh, hey, hey, ayaya, alanaya ladabash. Receive it. Be you drunk with wine. Be not drunk with wine, ye wherein in excess, but be filled. Be filled. Be filled. Be filled with the Holy Ghost. Be filled. Be filled. Dryness comes to an end in your life. Be filled. You are all that matters. Oh, my dear, you come. Stand here. Can I pray for you? I'm going to give you something. And after now, you will know that something has come on you. You will no longer be ordinary. Lift your hands. Please lift your hands, everybody. If you are here and there were experiences you used to have with God, but now they are no more. There are experiences you used to have with God, but now they are no more. God wants to restore it again. God wants to restore it again. This lady, God is not done with her. Give me your hand. Receive it now. Please lift your hands. Father, I make a demand tonight for an outpouring of your spirit, old and young, whatever they used to have with you that is now gone, Lord, let it be released now. Let it be released again. For the last time, let it be released again. Now just lift your hands. It's been released. It's been released. Touch! Ay, 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 ay. Spiritual gifts are being restored. There are some of you here, you used to literally feel the presence of God, either when you are praying or when you are worshiping. You will feel it like somebody is there. But it's gone. Now God is restoring it. Lord, where are they? Where are they? Where are they? Where are they? The vessels of your presence. The vessels of your presence. Find them. Find them. Find them. Find them. Find them. Hey! Ataya Dagaba! My God. Touch. Ayayayayay. You're a wonder to my soul. Jesus, you're the wonder to my soul. Jesus, let me take this place. You're a wonder to my soul. Jesus, just be careful with them, be gentle. I'll find my way. Just leave them wherever they are. I'll find my way. Only thing you'll do is hold them so they don't roll up. You're a wonder to my soul. Jesus. You're a wonder to my soul. You'll feel like something sat on you. Yeah, that's His glory. From today, that will be your experience. Now hear me. Those people behind, those people are the minister's role. All of you, they are the minister's role. Just hold your hands. I wanted to go here, go there. I wanted to pass through there. But I saw something. I saw two angels walking, one on that aisle and the other one here. There's going to be an impartation of grace, both on that roll and on this roll here. This roll where the worship team is. There's going to be an impartation of grace. You are going to whisper the name Jesus 3 times. Just the people on the minister's roll and on the worship team's role, you're going to whisper the name Jesus. Whisper 3 times. And then those angels will begin to touch men. I see them releasing boxes. I see them releasing gifts. Favor, promotions, the anointing, grace, wisdom. I see them releasing things on people. Right now, if you are ready, hold your hands together. Whisper the name Jesus. Whisper it again. Jesus. Whisper it the third time. Jesus. Whisper it again. Jesus. Whisper it again. Jesus. That's it. Whisper it one more time. Satoko mono hesiet. Come, my dear. Yes, come. Please, come. Look for a way for her to pass. The Lord says, stand here. It's a new dawn for your family. Lift your hands. Face me. Lift your hands. It's a new dawn. That's what I hear. It's a new dawn. I see the Lord opening the curtains. And I see the sun rising for your family. It is your time, says the Spirit of the Lord.
Touch!
It's a new dawn.
You're the one to my soul. Jesus. You're the one to my Jesus, you're the wonder to my soul.
Yes, Lord. Wave your hands and give Him praise. My God, my God, my God, my God. I see something like a cloud where the worship team is. I see something like a cloud. You're going to start walking in the glory realm. Let God grant your desire and bring you into the realm of his glory. They say, for where I am, there my servant will be also. Jesus, you're the wonder to my soul. What I've received from the Lord, I pass it to you today. You will know. You'll find out what it is in the days ahead. Touch. I pass it on to you. Let me pray for you, my dear. God is going to open your spiritual ear right now. From today, the prophetic has been opened to you. Touch! That's right. You'll begin to hear. Who is sitting near her? Okay. Who? This is what you'll do for me. When she gets up and when we are seated, tell her to get a plain piece of paper. She'll begin to hear. She'll begin to hear things. She should write it down. I'll demand for it before the service is over. Yeah. Wave your hands and give him glory. Thank you, Jesus. Wave your hands and give him glory.
You're the one to my soul. Jesus.
Father, we thank you for such a visitation tonight. We know that our lives will never be the same. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Please, if you can, gently just be seated. Don't obstruct anybody. Leave those who are on the floor. If they are obstructing you, find another seat to sit down, please. Just sit gently.
Oh, be lifted above all the gods. And we lay our crowns and worship.
God is still touching people. It has not ended. In fact, I see something like an outbreak right now. I see like an outbreak of the Spirit of God. Some people sitting down. You are just going to see them scream under the anointing. I just saw a distribution of grace.
And worship. Oh, be lifted above all the gods. We lay our crowns and worship you. Oh, be lifted above all the gods. We lay our cry and worship you.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, glorious God, we praise your name. We lay our crown and worship you. worship you. We lay our crowns and worship you.
This is a proof that God is visiting us. It is under this kind of atmosphere. I wish you know exactly what's happening to you. These kind of experiences, you expect them to come on the third day. But beginning with it on the first day, God knows what will happen tomorrow. Maybe we are going to see the days of old, where some people will be literally slain under the anointing all through the days of the meeting. That's what happens in church history. The days of God's generals. The days of Evan Roberts. The days of what's the name of this woman again? Not Catherine Coleman, the other one that has three names. Huh? Maria Woodward Etta, yes. She will hold meetings and people kilometers away from the meeting venue. They are slain under the spirit. Some of them don't get to the meeting venue. The meetings will finish. Some of them don't get there. From there, either somebody carries them or they just... Perhaps that's what we'll experience. And listen, if there's such an atmosphere to make you behave like this, I want you to know that the same power is touching your finances. I'm telling you, some of you have been clothed with favor just right now. Believe me, God is a God of miracles. This is the atmosphere for miracles. In fact, that's what the Lord showed me early this morning when I went to sleep. The Lord showed me, based on what He showed me, there will be miracles all through these 3 days. All kinds of miracles. All kinds of miracles. I'm talking about a move of the Spirit like never before. That's where we are, friends. You can't be in this atmosphere and your life is the same. No. You can't come under this atmosphere and go back and things around your life remain the same. No. I prophesy that there is already a shift going on in your destiny. There's already a change and a turnaround going on in your destiny. You know, the Lord told me just now. I don't know, I've never heard this before, but the Lord just said, marital gates have been opened. He didn't say door, He said gates. Marital gates have been opened. Yeah. Don't worry, you will see, in the days ahead, in the Sundays ahead, you will come, you will hear people testify. These are not things that we, if those of you who are current here again and again, you will hear words like this will come forth, and then Sundays later you will hear testimonies. Something is shifting. God is fixing somebody's marriage. Yes. God is fixing somebody's marriage. God is fixing somebody's marriage. Hallelujah. 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 Can we get to the word? Oh, before that, I saw something like a wind. Watch this. I saw something like a wind blow into the congregation, and I saw 7 ladies. God said, this is a rare but peculiar prophetic anointing. Just 7 ladies. I saw something like a wind blow into the congregation, and it will pick them, the 7 of them, right now. It will pick them now. It will pick them now. You can't see the wind, but you will see the manifestation. Fresh. 7 on them. 7 of them. 7 of them. Touch! That's right. That's right. Arata kalimo kosiana. What's that first song you people sang? The worship team. What's the first song you sang? Get a mic and sing it for me, please. Just sing that song 3 times. Siapa dah? They will praise your name. Romans chapter 8. How great love we will praise. Who did the song? A good tree cannot give birth to bad fruit. Almighty God, how great thou art, we will praise the Holy Name. Let me speak to you for 10 minutes. I wish we had time to do the prophetic tonight. Maybe we'll suspend it for tomorrow. Thank God it is 3 days. Well, let me speak to you for 3 minutes, for 10 minutes, and then we'll pray. Romans chapter 8, verse 26. The help of the Spirit. That's what I want to charge you on tonight. The help of the Spirit. Just give me 10 minutes and we are done. What a mighty atmosphere. If you are blessed, just wave your right hand to heaven. Almighty God. Yes, yes, yes. How great thou art. We will praise your. I feel like teaching, but this song will not let me. Almighty God, how great we will praise your holy. The help of the Spirit. Romans chapter 8. Verse 26. Likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses. God knows that your humanity is filled with a lot of limitation. God knows that your humanity is filled with a lot of weaknesses. God knows that your humanity is filled with a lot of imperfections. And so before time, he created a system to help. That system is in the person of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit helps. Let me read it one more time. Romans 8:26. Likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses. Anything you can think of that is a limitation in your life, the Bible says, help has arrived. That help is the Spirit. And among all the weaknesses that he talks about, he chose one in that verse. And it was the weakness of praying the right way. For we know not what we should pray for, even as we ought. Means that in all your weaknesses as a human being, prayer is one of them. Sometimes you get to the place of prayer and you don't even have words to articulate your desire. Sometimes, many of you will experience this. Sometimes you wish you had at least 10 mouths. So that you can say everything at once. The Bible says the Spirit helps in our weaknesses. Anything you think is a challenge, anything you think is a limitation, anything you think is the reason for why men will give up on you, anything that makes you not proud of yourself, the Bible says the Spirit helps. It is in that thing that you will see the help of the Spirit. I told you before that when God gave his son Jesus, he gave himself. But when God gave the Holy Ghost, he gave everything. Frankly speaking, there is almost nothing God can give you again apart from the Holy Ghost. Anything you will receive from God is routed through the office and the person of the Holy Spirit. Anything whatsoever, even if it's favor you are asking God for through men, it is the Holy Spirit that convicts the world. The Bible says it, when the Spirit comes, he will convict the world. It is the Holy Spirit that convicted ravens, hungry birds, to bring food that they needed to Elijah. And notice that the Bible didn't tell us that Elijah told them thank you. And they kept bringing it. If the Holy Ghost can convict a bird, the Holy Ghost can convict men. As you are here now, he can be speaking to somebody in another part of the world and giving the person all your information. As you are here, the Holy Spirit may make somebody scroll to your number. Now, as you are listening to me, somebody somewhere, not knowing that they are led by the Holy Ghost, is just looking at your contact, and everything in him is saying, make this person smile. That's how he works, I tell you. That is how he works. That sometimes in my prayer closet, after praying for a while, you think that God will come and start telling me revelations. God will bring somebody's face to me and say, remember what this person did for you so years ago. Yes, bless this person. Just like he did yesterday. Are you hearing what I'm saying? The Spirit helps. I'm using that as an example so that you know when we talk about the help of the Spirit, it cuts across every aspect. It doesn't only help you for spirituality. It helps you for everything. Do you know that the word, that the Holy Spirit, Jesus referred to him in John chapter 14, verse 16 and 17. Jesus referred to him as another helper. I will pray the Father and he will give you another helper. The word another helper in the Greek is allos parakletos. It means another of the same kind. Meaning it is still me, Jesus, but in another form. He was telling the disciples before he left them, now you have the luxury of having me physically. They come to collect tax from you, you just run to me. And then I tell you to go and catch a fish and remove the tax from his mouth. But a time will come where you will not see me physically again. But so that you will know that you are not left alone, I've made another arrangement. That another, in other words, I will come to you but in another form. Not another of a different kind. Another of the same kind. The Holy Ghost is Jesus Christ unlimited. Meaning that he can be helping Mr. A and at the same time be helping Mrs. B behind. And at the same time reach out to Mr. C's mother in the village. All at the same time. He did it so that he can comfortably help us at the same time. Listen, let me tell you something about this God. God is not such that you have to wait for him to answer somebody before he answers you. No. He can answer all of us at the same time. That's why he came in the form of the Holy Ghost. The Bible calls him our comforter. The word parakletos means advocate. Means helper. Means comforter. You know, Jesus said, blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. What it means is that when you go through situations that make you weep, depressed, discouraged, I will send you the comfort of the Spirit, for they shall be comforted. And the comforter is the Holy Ghost, the one that dwells within you. The word parakletos means counselor. It means intercessor. Let me spare you the remaining meanings. Do you know it also means standby, like a standby generator? How many of you have been in a facility where as soon as power trips off, the standby generator comes on? So it's almost like an uninterrupted power supply. That's what the Holy Ghost is. That means when your strength finish, He's on standby for you to switch on. You shouldn't lack strength. You shouldn't lack help. You shouldn't lack help at any time. No. He said, I will not leave you like orphans. I will come to you. I will send you a helper. You should not look like you have no father. You should not look like you are an orphan. You shouldn't look like you are helpless. No. The believer is the most helped creature on earth. Stand by. That's what it means. He stand by so much that many times we forget the fact that he's there. Say, Apostle, what can the Holy Spirit help me with? He helps us to pray. Romans chapter 8 verse 26 to 27. He helps us to teach, or he helps in teaching us all things. He teaches us all things. John chapter 14 verse 26. Jesus said, and the helper whom I will send when he comes, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you. Imagine having somebody that can teach you everything you need to know. It's okay to still go to school, but at any point, if you are deficient of knowledge, he's right there. He's the custodian of all knowledge. That's how he can give a song to somebody who never went to school. And that song has a command of figure of speech and all kinds of lyrical prowess. It's the Holy Ghost. How do you know what they will ask you when you go for a job interview? You think by studying, it's good to study, but you really will not know where they will come from. What if the interview is oral? What if the person interviewing you just woke up from the left side of the bed? It takes the Holy Ghost, who knows the heart of that person, who knows the thought of the person before they even thought about it, to tell you right there and teach you everything the person will say. And then you dumbfound the person with wisdom. The person is so moved by your wisdom, your ability to know what he's thinking, that he recommends that you must be the one to be hired for the job. It's not ordinary, it's the Holy Ghost, the teacher. He teaches us all things. John 14, 26, 1 John 2, 27. What can he help you to do or help you with? He helps us to remember all that we learn. John 14, 26. He helps us to walk in the Spirit. Romans chapter 8, verse 1 to 2. Galatians chapter 5, verse 16. He helps us to subdue the flesh. Romans 8, 13. The Bible says in Romans 8, 13 that if you live according to the flesh, you will die. The death there is not physical death. The death means you will go astray. You will betray God. You will be drowned in sin again. If you submit to your flesh to guide you through life, you are going to end up in error. He said, but if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the flesh, you will live. How do you subdue the flesh and all its sinful nature? It is the Holy Ghost. Saying no has become easy by the Holy Ghost. I am telling you. You know, we live in a world where that is filled rampant with all kinds of immorality and all kinds of corruption, such that many people now believe that everybody is like them. I'm talking about those who are falling astray. They just feel that we are all the same. We are not all the same, sir. We may all experience the same temptations, but we don't fall the same time. No. There are some who have taken advantage of the help of the Holy Ghost. There's something the Holy Ghost can do to you, Kai, that there's no temptation that comes to you that is difficult for you to say no. I'm telling you. One time I went to visit an astute businessman, a great, great businessman and great politician in this country. One of the strongholds of one of the major political parties. And we were looking for a way to meet with him, but it wasn't possible. And then it happened. Say, he will come. I said, no, I will come to you. So we drove to his hotel, his house in Abuja, Saturday morning. walked in. I'm telling you, that day I was seeing visions as if there was television in front of me. I was seeing, I got everything. No, I didn't miss one. I got it that he fell on his knees. Everything detailed to his entire family. And then the Holy Ghost told me while I was prophesying, he said, don't collect anything from this man. I said, okay. When I was leaving, he brought out a parcel. I saw through the parcel and I saw $100 bills. Guess what? I was broke. There was nothing in my account that day. Somebody drove me to the hotel. But it was easy to look at it and just turn away. I didn't think I lost something. No, it was easy to look at it and turn away. It can help you subdue the flesh. When you go to pray and your flesh is saying sleep, it takes the Holy Ghost to conquer that flesh and remain. The reason why we have many people struggling with their weaknesses in church is because they've not been taught the message of grace. The message of grace is not just a message of liberty. Yes, it is a message of liberty, but liberty that is powered by the Spirit. Not liberty to misbehave anyhow. No, but liberty that tells you that you are now free from the hold of sin and death. The Holy Ghost is the power behind that grace message. So when a believer hears a true grace message, they obtain the grace to live above sin. If not, they didn't hear. What they heard was another thing. What can it help you to do? It helps you to know the truth. John chapter 8 verse 32. John 16:13. It helps you to reveal Jesus. It helps reveal Jesus to you. John 16 verse 14 to 15. It helps you to know the future. John 16 verse 13. When he comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will show you things to come. It helps you to know the things of God. 1 Corinthians 2 verse 9 to 13. Eyes have not seen nor ears heard, neither has it entered the heart of man the things God has prepared for them that loved him. But God has revealed these things to us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knows the things of man, save the Spirit of man that is in him? Even though no man will know the things of God, save the Spirit of God that is in him. But we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit that is of God, that we may know the things that are freely given to us by God. Which things, verse 13 now, which things we also speak, not with the words which man teacheth, but the words which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But a natural man, verse 14, cannot understand spiritual things, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But a spiritual man judges all things, yet he himself is judged by no man. For who has known the mind of God that he should instruct him? For we have the mind of Christ. That's 1 Corinthians 2, 9 to 16. It helps you to know the things of God. It is by the things of God that you can command this kind of atmosphere. That's just the name for deeper secrets that can move the heavy weight of God's power in the life of a man. The Bible calls it the things of God. The things of God. The things of God. How much of those things do you know? The Holy Ghost helps us to experience the love of God. The Bible says in Romans 5 verse 5, hope maketh not ashamed, for the love of God is shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Spirit which was given to us. The Holy Spirit helps us to remain hopeful. The same Romans 5 verse 5. The Holy Spirit is the seal of our sonship. Romans 8 16. Galatians 4 verse 6. Is the seal of our sonship. The proof that we are sons of God is because the Holy Ghost is in us. The Holy Ghost is the seal of our salvation. Ephesians 1, 13 to 14. Jesus depended on him for ministry. Do you know that Jesus, when he was on earth, didn't know everything? The only things Jesus knew were the things the Holy Ghost told him. How do I know? When the woman with the issue of blood touched him, the Bible says Jesus, perceiving in himself that power had gone out of him, turned in the press and asked, who touched me. He didn't know who touched him. If he knew, he would have pointed the woman out. When Jesus was on earth, he was not completely God. He had suspended his God qualities, his omni qualities. He had the Holy Ghost, but he was not all knowing. He was not all powerful. He was not all present. So he depended on the Holy Spirit to be all knowing. The Bible will say when the Pharisees throw him a question, the Bible says, but Jesus, discerning their thoughts, it was the Holy Ghost. You need that kind of discernment too, so that you don't walk with people who you call your business partners and they are hired assassins. You will not walk with people who will betray you tomorrow. Takes the Holy Ghost. Jesus depended on him. Acts chapter 10 verse 38. John chapter 3 verse 34 to 35. Luke chapter 3 verse 22. Luke chapter 4 verse 1. Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. Verse 14. He returned in the power of the Spirit. Even at the cross, the last thing he said was, into your hands I commit my spirit. He helped the disciples. He transformed them from weak men to become bold men. From fearful men to become fearless men. Acts chapter 10 verse 42. Peter, who ran away when they came to arrest Jesus, the same Peter will be speaking and the Holy Ghost will fall on Gentiles. In Acts chapter 6 verse 5 and 8, he was Stephen's secret, the Holy Ghost. He was the same person that raised the prophets in the Old Testament. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 10 to 12. 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 21. The prophets and the men of the Old Testament, all were powerful because of him. Samson was powerful not just because of his hair, but because the Spirit of the Lord was upon him. Even with the hair, the Bible will have to say it like this. And the Spirit of God came upon Samson. And a man did extraordinary feats that till today, nobody has been able to beat that record. Even with all our technology, no man can stand and fight 1,000 men. Ancient spirit, but with power that is more than any technology we have. You know why I shared all this with you? So that you can see the efficacy and the greatness of his strength. And so that you can receive his help. Many of us, what God wants to give us in this season is help. The visitation of God for us this season is to bring us into the experience of divine help. Stop struggling alone. Allow him to help you. Allow his hands to carry you. There's a song we used to sing that those days. Carry me upon the wings of your spirit. Carry me, Jesus, carry me. Carry me upon the wings of your spirit. Carry me, Jesus, carry me. The Holy Ghost, oh, the Holy Ghost. I used to be a drummer. Then my brother went to school. He schooled outside the country. There was nobody to play keyboard, because he was the champion that time. And then one Sunday morning, they were singing hymn. I could not play the hymn. I just stood helpless in front of the keyboard. And one of our pastors came and told me, you should be ashamed of yourself. So you mean that now that Prince Will is not around, nobody can do this, including you? What have you been doing with your time? You know when they yab you in front of people? After service, I carried the keyboard and went inside to my room. Woke up in the night. I said, Holy Ghost, I didn't go to music school. Nobody will teach me. You teach me. That's how I started playing the keyboard. Yes, I knew a few rudiments here or there. But it was the Holy Ghost who showed me many things. They used to say that as a good musician, you must have a golden ear. Me, I had my own from birth. If we're listening to a song, I can just stay. And all of a sudden, it's as if the song, I stop hearing it. If what I want from the song is the keyboard, this is not for everybody, this is me. If what I want to hear is the keyboard, I will stop hearing everything, and then only the sound of the keyboard will come out. In fact, there were moments, believe me, there were moments in my life where we are scoring songs, and in my dream, I will see the chords. Because if you ask me to sit down and write the musical piece, I can't. But I can play it for you. The Holy Ghost. From drum to keyboard, from keyboard to this one, to that one, to becoming who I am. Let the Holy Ghost help you. Even to fulfill your destiny. Let him help you with your business. Don't underrate him. He knows more than you think you do. I know you went to Harvard Business School. The Holy Ghost is more ancient than time. Forget all those things they are teaching you, Harvard Business School. You can go to Harvard Business School, Lagos Business School, get masters. It's okay. Come back. But you are doing business with people who are using charm. Your principles will not work there. You need the Holy Ghost. You need the Holy Ghost. Learn it to go and learn it. But when you come back, you need a third advantage. The Holy Ghost is our advantage. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 48 and in verse 17, it says, I, the Lord, teacheth thee to profit. Is that not a business word? Profit. I, the Lord, teacheth thee to profit. Let him teach you. Let him show you the investments to make now. Don't just jump around because somebody did theirs. A lot of business investments come to me. But anyone that the Holy Ghost does not talk to me about, I won't choke my leg. I'll be ready to invest, but I go to him. Tell him, Lord, you know I don't know anything about business. You called me to preach. What is business? I don't know. But help me with your ancient wisdom. You know before time which one will yield. Show me where to put my money. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? If he doesn't talk, no investment. After all, that I don't invest in that business does not mean I will not feed. I'm not like some people that they'll have to ask somebody at least at the end of the month. No. The Lord is my shepherd. But he's the one that instructs. Do you know that even to be a man of God, it takes the Holy Ghost? Isaiah 48 verse 16. He said, and now the Lord and his spirit has sent me. 48? Is it 48 now? 48, 17 or something? 16? Yes. And now the Lord God and his spirit. The Lord God symbolizes the word. You have the word. But if the spirit is not there, stay until you get the spirit. Otherwise, you will dry up. The Lord God and his spirit. Friends, let's begin these 3 days of divine visitation by allowing me to introduce you to the Holy Spirit. He's our helper. And he has come in these 3 days to help someone. Open your mouth where you are seated and bless him. Open your mouth and bless him. Toskalabahatile Mahasiana. Voderekilia Soshta Brana. Jonto Rodomokon. Come, Holy Spirit, we need you. Come, sweet Spirit, we pray. Come in your strength and your power. Come in your own special. Hear me, brothers and sisters, tonight. How do you receive the help of the Holy Spirit? It starts by you being born again. When you are born again, you are a new creature in Christ Jesus. Now you have the license to receive the Holy Spirit. The next thing is to hunger and thirst for him. Isaiah 44 verse 3 says, I will pour water upon dry ground. I'll pour water upon him that is thirsty and floods upon dry ground. He said, I will pour my spirit upon you and my blessing upon your offspring. You must hunger and thirst for him. The Holy Ghost will only go to those who are hungry for him. To those who will cry out like Jesus did in John chapter 7 verse 37 to 39. He said, come him that is thirsty, come to me and drink. Just as it is written, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. You must be hungry for him these 3 days. Be hungry for him to touch your prayer life. Be hungry for him to open your eyes to see. Be hungry for him to take hold of your finance and begin to prosper you supernaturally. Be hungry for him to bestow his favor on your life. Listen, favor comes from the Holy Ghost. Favor is the Holy Ghost's perfume. If the Holy Ghost is pleased with a man, one of the things he will give that man is favor. That's why, look up everybody. That's why when you go to pray, spend time to worship God. The Holy Ghost loves worship. And as you worship him, he releases favor on you. Tomorrow, maybe I'll show you a scripture to confirm that. That's why you see me worship him always. Some of you think I'm wasting time. No. The more I worship, the more he releases his presence on me. The more I worship, the more he deploys angels for me. Favor is not an extra thing you need to ask God for. No. When you have the Holy Ghost, one of the byproducts of having it in your life is favor. Any man that has the Holy Ghost and is not walking in divine favor, there are only 2 things involved. It's either he's not conscious of what he already has, which is divine favor, or he doesn't have the Holy Ghost. Any man that walks with the Holy Ghost walks in divine favor. It is natural. You don't pray for it. It is natural. You come out of his presence and you come with favor. There's something on you that compels people to like you, that compels people to help you. Do you know there is even favor for situations? We'll talk about that tomorrow. Please rise on your feet. Come in your strength and your power. Come in your own special way. Oh, come, Holy Spirit, we need you. Come, sweet Spirit, we pray. Come in your strength and your power. Come in your own special way. Sing it one more time. Come, Holy Spirit, we need you. Come, sweet Spirit, we pray. Come in your heart, in your strength and your power. Come in your own special. I want you to lift your hands and in 2 minutes, ask him to help you in these 3 days. Say, Holy Spirit, I open myself to your ministry. I open myself to your person again. Reveal yourself again to me and help me. Help me in my weaknesses. Help me in my limitations. Help me in my imperfections. Let your strength be made perfect in my weakness. Open your mouth and talk to him. Open your mouth and talk to him. Open your mouth and speak to him before we go. Sobrata la mahatiyana. In your strength and your power. Come in your own spirit. You are welcome. In this place, you are welcome. in this place. You are welcome in this place. Have your way. Lift your hands and let's sing it together. You are welcome in this place. You are welcome in this place. You are welcome in this place. Have your way. It's a simple song. Sing it one. One more time. Now you say you are welcome in my life. 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 I'm your way. Lord, we welcome you in our lives. Holy Spirit, you have begun to visit us these 3 days. We welcome you in our businesses, in our health, in our lives, in our ministries. Change our lives. Grant us your favor. Turn our lives around. Let it be known that we met you in these 3 days of divine visitation. Let your name be glorified in Jesus' name. Give me 2 minutes to make an altar call before we go. Whether you are inside here in the auditorium or you are outside or you are following online, please be upstanding, everybody, and no movement. This is an altar call to surrender. To surrender your heart to Jesus and receive his life. You can't welcome the Holy Spirit if you are not born again. The Holy Spirit is the seal of our redemption. The Holy Spirit is the sign that that person is born again. When you hear somebody speak in tongues, or when you see somebody led by the Spirit, it's because they are born again and they are new creatures in Christ Jesus. Wherever you are, I want to give you this opportunity. If you want to know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you are going to repeat this prayer after me right now. Or you want to rededicate your life to Jesus. You want to know him again afresh, and you want to receive of the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Or there are things you are struggling with that would not allow you to know God and serve him the way you should. Just repeat this prayer after me wherever you are. Say, Lord Jesus, I come to you today. I believe that you died and rose again for my salvation. I receive you into my heart, and I confess you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Amen. Let's clap our hands for Jesus. Hallelujah. Please, if you made that prayer, lift your right hand. I want to see you and I want to pray with you. If you made that prayer, wherever you are, lift your right hand. God bless you. I see a hand. I see another. Please lift it high so I can see you. Don't be ashamed. It's a new day for you. Lift it high. Pneumatech, please celebrate them as they rush forward. Please step forward with your Bible, your bag, everything you came with. Step forward quickly. Pneumatech, please keep clapping till they are all out. Let's give God a big hand for souls. Give God a big hand for souls. It's a new day for you. It's not just a new chapter. A new book has been opened for your life. Keep clapping. Come on, keep clapping. Are you giving God praise for souls? Hallelujah. Amazing. All men. Can you give Jesus a hand of praise? Amen. Meanwhile, if there's a woman that needs to join them now. Somebody told me that when you see men come out for altar call, that means God really moved. Because they feel that only women are moved. No. Those of you in front, please look at me before I pray for you. God is not giving you a new chapter. He's opening a new book for you. Huh? The old book of your life, filled with all your limitations and imperfections, squeeze it and throw it away. God has given you a brand new book. This one is not 60 leaves. It's not 80 leaves. It's as much as God will have to write his story in your life. Could you stretch your hands to them? Please lift your right hand, those of you in front. Father, I commit these ones into your hands. Jesus died that they will be saved. I declare them born again, washed by the blood of the Lamb. In the name of Jesus, a new book has been opened for them. A new chapter of their destiny unfolds. I release your spirit upon their lives. And I declare that from today, they'll walk in victory over Satan, sin, death, hell, and the grave. They will serve you all the days of their lives. Forward ever and backward never. Everything you struggled with, you will rule over. In the name of Jesus. And by the power of the Holy Ghost, return back and do exploits. For yourself and for the kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you.
If you've been blessed or inspired by this message, you can connect with us by liking our Facebook page and subscribing to our YouTube channel at Sons of Glory Network International.